This is Gorgeous Lives, brought to you by Radio Gorgeous.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
Ciao, I'm Simona Barbieri from HubDot. We are passionate about helping you connect through the power of storytelling. So here's a HubDot story to inspire you.
I'm Hannah. I was born a feminist. It's in my DNA, thanks to my mother, who, as an Algerian woman growing up in 1970s Algeria, was a student activist for women's rights. Despite this really solid foundation, I lost my way. While growing up in school and the wider world, I was told that equality had been achieved. And yet, something didn't feel right. If this was equality, it sucked. It was not our best work. Of all places, it took investment banking, however, to re-engage my social justice warrior. And so 18 months ago, aged 29 years old, I quit to start up my organization, Fearless Futures. We work running unique gender and leadership development programs for girls in school and women in the workplace. Why is Fearless Futures needed? Well, because for too long, we've been told that women's advancement is based on us leaning in and just being better. Our work is different because we give our participants a new pair of glasses to shine a light on the normalized inequalities across race, class, and sex, and a toolkit to understand the root causes, because you need to see and understand a problem to take action to catalyze social change. We support our participants to unlearn toxic messages about who and what we as women should be, and we engage their already existent courage to lead in their own ways everywhere. We also provide our participants with a new pair of glasses to see their power as agents of social change. And we provide them with a platform to practice their power to be seen and to be heard individually and collectively. This specific combination of our work enabled 17-year-old Jessie McCabe, who was an alumna of our program, to see for the first time the absence of women in the music A-level syllabus. And using her courage, she challenged the exam board and succeeded. There will now be women in the syllabus. Fearless Futures is about challenging the system, fixing the system, and not fixing the girls and women. I'm wearing a yellow badge, so if you are an organization that wants to do things differently, and if you are a school, please come and chat and we can talk .alchemy. Thank you.
Oh. So it is this moment, isn't it? It's the start. I've started. And I hadn't expected to right now. And you're all looking at me. And you all look really friendly. But it's the adrenaline rush, isn't it? And it fills us with fear if we're not careful. And it puts so many people off speaking. It puts lots of women off speaking, actually. I started out with this fear. It still hits me sometimes. But I've written a couple of books because I wanted to know how people dealt with the fear. One of the books was about A-list actors and how they dealt with fear. The other one was about gravitas and people who had it and how they got it. And there was one really big lesson that came out of both books. And it's about the body. And do you know, the ancient world taught its orators and its athletes on the same field. Because they realized that the body is just as important as the mind in speaking. And it's really interesting that in the modern world, we can still use that. And there's a good trick to speaking. Just feel your feet on the floor. Everybody right now in your shoes. And really just let them relax. It was Laurence Olivier's tip as well, relax your feet. And then feel the air on your face and the clothes on your body. And just coming back into your body takes the attention system into the body. And when it's there, you can't be stressed. Your brain can't do the frightening stuff. They're all looking at me. That stuff, it can't do it anymore. So feet on floor is your tip for speaking. And beyond that, when we're present, we listen. And the best speakers are always the best listeners first. Thank you.
Radio Gorgeous.
Hello. Hi, that was lovely. This is lovely. My name's Brigitte Aphrodite. It's my real name. I'm a Greek. Oh, I had to go to a horrible baptism to get that name. I'm not a pretentious dick that called themselves the goddess of love and beauty. My story is going to be a bit of an abstract story. It's just a poem, a sort of poem-y song about a taboo, an illness, the fragility of all of our minds, really. I'm so full of miserability today and a nightmarious impending doom. Friendship is zenship. Hatred is marinated. Love, friggity fresh as the Balearian Prince. Or the original muse of me Auntie Daphne's tulipped curtains, now hated, dated chintz. Eating his friend, eating his foe. My mind is imploding and exploding with woe. Will you all join me for a nice solution sandwich? We can make a pack up. We could pack it up. A lovely solution sandwich. Here, be some loves. Pass me the cling film for me nice solution sandwich. Pretend cling film. Cling film, do not fuck with me now. Damn this Judas of a brain. I say damn this Judas of a brain. There's a storm in here a brewing and it's always acid rain. Cause I'm worried, I'm depressed. Not my best, worried about worrying, always checking me breasts. And I'm looking for the sunshine, cause I ain't seen that bitch for such a long time. And on a good day, my mind drifts to you, the things you say and how you do. And then she dawns on me, you are all the good times when the sun shines. That was a sort of song poem about about depression, if you didn't realise. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get off. Queen's going to come on. But thank you very much. Lovely to be here. And also, I just want to let you know that I've written an autobiographical piece of gig, poetical punk theatre, called My Beautiful Black Dog. And it's on at Women in the World Festival at the South Bank Centre. And you all look like women in the world. You should come.
Thank you for listening. Join us at one of our events and on our digital piazza.
Pick a dot, a mindset, share your story, and let Dot Alchemy guide you towards the people, the content that inspire you most. No labels, just stories. See you on hubdot.com.
Radio Gorgeous.